Constance Edgar and her husband Jamie are wrangling a pair of tall, toe-headed bundles of energy. The Edgars look no different from any other family at the Seattle Center on a gray morning. But just 2.5 years ago, Constance was mired in a meth addiction. The home was in chaos, and it all boiled over into domestic violence. Her husband went to jail, and Kayla, then 2 months old, was removed from the home.
I didn't have anything. I was in an empty house with all my child's stuff and my husband's stuff and by myself. So I kind of plunged further into my addiction that way.
Constance says she was angry and defiant for a while, then finally surrendered. She got involved with family treatment court, enrolled in parenting and anger management classes, and got clean. She and Jamie reconciled, and in January of this year, they got their daughter back. She's still sort of stunned by the whole thing. She says she was just thinking about it the night before.
I'm laying on the couch with my kids, and we're, you know, doing the tickle fingers and stuff, and I just look around, and I'm like, wow, this is mine. I have my children. They're happy. They're loved. There's food in the cupboards, and I don't want to get loaded.
The Edgars are one of about 200 families reunited in King County in the past year. Many of them gathered last week in a theater at the Pacific Science Center, joined by judges and dignitaries. Each family received a certificate celebrating their reunion.
Edgar.
There you are.
Families like the Edgars are likely to keep their children, say child welfare officials. Once out of the legal system, children rarely need to be removed again. It's an outcome Constance Edgar is trying to help other parents realize.
People want to give up, and they think of the department as being against them. You do have good social workers, and there are some bad, but all in all, they don't want to see families apart. They would rather the children be at home with their parents, because nobody's going to love your child like you do.
Edgar now works for the King County court system, counseling other parents on how to put their families back together. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.